This is the third installment of the Semper Fortis Muse, brought to you by BelowTopSecret.com and yours truly, Semper Fortis. But since we're all friends now, you can call me Semper. Would you die for your country? Simple question. Six words, and most will readily answer in the affirmative. Yet the truth is much more difficult to assess. See, combat is a dirty, disgusting, and mind-numbing adventure. Nothing quite like the television portrays or the video games where we are comfortable in our chairs in our air-conditioned homes. No, it's bugs, it's dirt, it's no sleep, it's trauma. Trauma both mentally and physically devastating. Yet life is precious to us all, and life is worth fighting for. So where is the advantage to fighting and dying for your country? In a word, honor. Honor is an island with steep, rocky sides, for once you depart from it, it is almost impossible to reattain. Now, I'll present to you Charge of the Light Brigade. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said, into the valley of death rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade, was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldier knew, someone had blundered. Theirs not to make reply, theirs not to reason why. Theirs but to do and die. Into the valley of death rode the 600. Cannon to the right of them, cannon to the left of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell. Boldly they rode, and well, into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600. Flashed all their sabers bare, flashed as they turned in air, sabering the gunners there, charging an army while all the world wondered. Plunged in the battery smoke, right through the line they broke, Cossack and Russian reeled from the saber stroke, shattered and sundered. Then they rode back, but not the 600. Cannon to the right of them, cannon to the left of them, cannon behind them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, while horse and hero fell. They that had fought so well came through the jaws of death, back from the mouth of hell. All that was left of them, left of 600. When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. All the world wondered. Honor the charge they made. Honor the Light Brigade. Honor the noble 600. Selection from Alfred, Lord Tennyson, 1854. I used to dream of dying for my country, bravely standing in the front, facing our enemy, shouting, I am here to fight and die. Raise my hand to the hordes and say, you shall not pass, for I stand. There is no more honorable way to live your life than to be ready to die for what you believe in most completely, and there is no greater gift you can give your loved ones than placing your body between them and war's desolation. So to the men and women fighting for my freedom, I salute you, Semper. Thank you. And just a side note, Mr. Rogers with a microphone? Oh, that's precious.